Hola Americana. I did it again.
You're just doing that on purpose.
Yeah, I am. I'm doing the Hola because that's how our society is now.
Yeah, you picked
Welcome.
Up some Spanish.
You have found, yes, a little bit. You have found the Loftus Party. So glad to be here. This is a success train that just keeps rolling.
Yes.
The show's everywhere now.
That's right.
I'm loving, we do this thing on the K98 chat room. It's fantastic.
It's fun.
I want to start off by saying howdy, howdy, howdy to the people in the chat room. That's fantastic. We're bringing you the latest and the greatest, all the news that's fit to talk about, some things that aren't fit to talk about. I'm joined once again by Jason. They call me Jake Anarino.
Hello, America and world.
Yes. See, you're very American. Hello, America and world. The year was 1936, and the blimp had just exploded. The Hindenburg. I don't even know what I'm talking about now. There's a lot to cover in the news, a lot to cover in entertainment. You're looking at your phone like you've already got something.
Well,
you're
got the Oscar, the nominees pulled up here. I'm just looking to see who's going for the actor in a leading role category.
Okay, now hold on. Here's next week, we're going to have a special show about that.
Because, oh, really?
Yes, because there's a member of the Loftus Party family, Andrew Apple,
uh-huh.
who is actually working the Oscars.
Oh, cool.
He's going to be there.
Oh.
And so I want to have him on. I want to talk about everything that happened at the Oscars.
Do you think he'd let me be his plus one?
I'm sure he will. How do you look in a floor-length gown?
Beautiful.
Really?
Oh, I got
it. Hi, Jason. Who are you wearing tonight?
I don't know the name of a
company. Come on!
I'm wearing...
We'll try it again.
Philip Seymour Hoffman special. I don't know. That's
He's
not a
dead.
Designer.
Oh, okay. I thought you were doing like
I do look nice in a dress.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
Have you ever done that?
No, but I'm sure I do. I look good in everything. I could pull it off, believe me.
You haven't shaved. You're wearing like an old sweatshirt with a hood and a t-shirt that I'm sure that hasn't been washed in a week. I would look good in a dress.
I would.
That's a frightening
image. I would make an ugly woman, I'll be honest.
Would you ever, have you, would you?
Oh, look at me.
Oh, this is how you start the show.
I don't know what the hell we're talking about.
I don't
about.
Know either. That's got to be sad, though.
What?
The transgendered community. You're a guy, and you feel like you're trapped, right? You're really a woman, and you're trapped in a man's body, and you go, and you get the makeover, and you get all gussied up, and you're just like, I am ugly.
I'm still a dude. I'm still a dude. There's no makeup that hides that Adam's apple.
I know. I have sympathy. That's got to be horrible. That's got to be, you know, like...
No, it's not that bad.
What?
You know,
being a woman trapped in a man's body.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
You know, there's a lot of ballyhoo about it.
Yeah,
not that bad.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh boy.
Sometimes I like getting treated like a lady, Michael.
That's wonderful. I like that. I like. See, like we're already into the issues. We're already into the issues of the day. All right. So actually, let's actually start with one. This is actually a nice little segue. Lego. You know, the little toy, they just came out with a Lego stay-at-home dad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a little Lego, and it's just a dude. Looks like he's wearing, like, a flannel shirt and blue pants. And they're the stay-at-home dad Lego. And people are, like, up in arms about this.
Why are they up in arms about it?
I do not know. And Lego knows exactly what they're doing.
It's because people get mad and talk about Legos.
Have you? Yes.
And
have
we
you,
fell have, right into their trap.
Well, here's what I want to do. I want to quash the little people freaking out. Because it is a trap.
Yeah.
And that's what the Loftus Party. You know what? Oh, my Lord. This is what we should do. This is what we should do. We should get the sound, the clip from Admiral Akbar in Return of the Jedi.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. And then whenever some stuff happens in the news and it's a trap, we'll have Admiral Akbar. And we're like, Lego has a stay-at-home dad. It's a trap. That would be great.
Yeah,
I could just do it. I could just say, it's a trap.
But I see people freaking out about stuff, like the Beyonce Super Bowl thing, and there were like these people protesting.
It's a trap.
Yeah, it's like, do you not have a life that you're worried about Legos and Beyonce? Like, I have stuff to worry about. I don't have time to worry about Legos.
I'm trying to put together the pieces of the Beyonce thing. You know, I don't even see the Black Panther aspect to it. I really don't. It was like a military theme. If anything, Janet Jackson should be mad because Janet Jackson was doing that back in 1981.
Yeah.
You know, with Rhythm Nation. She came out dressed as a super hot military chick. Oh, my gosh. Remember that one Janet Jackson video? We're off the course here. Where she's in the desert and it was like shot by Herb Ritz and it was all black and white. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
In slow motion. My God in heaven, she was fine. So anyway, the Lego thing, it's a trap. Here's what I want you to do. If you're a parent, I'm a parent, I have kids. We have Legos. I love Legos. Go look at a Lego man, okay? Lego spaceman looks just like Lego farmer, looks just like Lego cop.
They all have the same head.
It's the same dude.
Yeah.
They just put different printing on the box. It's Lego stay at home. He's a Lego.
Yeah.
It's a trap. Don't get your panties in a twist, America. Over Lego is trying. They're being friendly. They're blah, blah, blah. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. That's another one I want to do. That's another segment I want to do.
A shut up segment?
Shut up. Shut up. That's when somebody has on and on disease, like I do right now. Somebody could press a button at home and it would just be me going, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. All right. So Lego, we got that one taken care of. It's a trap. No big deal. I want to move on. So many stories. The Apple lawsuit. The government's coming after Apple. What are your thoughts, Jason Anarino?
I don't know, man. I don't I don't know the whole situation. They want to get the phone unlocked, and Apple, what is this? Apple won't let them, or
right?
As if the government can't just unlock that phone.
I don't think they can.
Oh, please.
I honestly don't think they can. Here's what I think. The government has this great image of like this high tech, we're secret spies and the NSA and all this cool. Like in the movies, it looks like one way, right? Like Tom Cruise has to break into a server in Mission Impossible and he's got to go underwater and hold his breath and it's super cool. When the reality is Hillary Clinton had her server in a dude's basement in Colorado. The harsh reality is there is no high tech. These are just people, and a lot of them are morons. And I think that there are people who their intentions are good, but for all the brainiacs at the NSA, I don't think they could break into an Apple phone.
Dude, listen, there's 12-year-old kids that can break into
that
phone.
You would have a better chance of going to Times Square with that phone and paying some crackhead $5, and he'd be like, here's what you do, happy face, back four times.
Yeah.
And he'll just jailbreak the thing.
Tell him you'll give him $15 and he'll get that thing unlocked.
Here's what the government wants. And this is where I'm kind of siding with Apple on this one. There's a couple things I don't understand. Number one, I think the government wants to be able to unlock any Apple phone. Anywhere. They want that power. They want to be able to unlock any BlackBerry. I used to be a BlackBerry guy. They used to have the like killer encryption. When I was in South Africa, everybody had a BlackBerry.
Right.
It just ruled the world. And the government couldn't get into BlackBerry, and now they can't get into Apple, and they just want to be able to monitor everybody's phone calls. They really want that power. And that's why they're doing the public lawsuit. Now here, if I was Apple, I would say, you want to know what's on that phone? We will give you a printout of everything. We will copy the phone, you know, because you can do that. They should just copy the phone. Just like, here, give it to us, and we'll tell you everything that was on it. But don't give them any kind of software. No kind of software. Here's how you get in. Here's how you find out.
Right.
No way.
I don't know, man. I really do think the government could already get in that phone if they want to. I think it's all a joke.
I wish I had your optimism.
It's all theater.
I have zero faith in anything. I think the NSA, the FBI, the CIA, all these dudes, they're hanging on by nubs. They're just like scrambling every moment of the day. I saw this wonderful documentary on Showtime. It's all the guys who used to run the CIA, uh-huh. You know, and the current head of the CIA. And these guys are like, you don't sleep. It's the worst job.
CIA?
You don't sleep. You're always wondering, where's it going to come from? Where's it going to go?
Oh, yeah. What,
how? Did I do this? Did I do that? Is that guy? It's just, God bless those people. Seriously. For just trying. It's got to be insane. Because that's like, and this is like far from humorous, but the way terrorists work is like, you know, you're like, okay, here's our rules. We're going to do a body scan on you. And they go, ooh, we'll put a bomb in our underwear. You're like, okay, well, now we have to do pat downs. Okay, ooh, now we'll put them in our shoes. Okay, so now you got to take off your shoes. Oh, now, it's always like a reaction. You'll never get out in front of it. Your only hope is to just wipe them off the face of the planet.
Right.
Ha ha! Welcome back to Loftus Party Hate Speech. All right, so the iPhone thing, would you be satisfied with that? If iPhone just could say, here's what was on this particular phone?
My ex-girlfriend got into my phone.
Did she break your code?
Yes.
How many digits?
And she said, who's April?
How many digits does your phone have on the passkey? That's it?
That's it.
And she guessed it?
It was my birthday.
Oh, boy. You're a brainiac.
I didn't think
you're a brainiac.
Who's April? Who's April?
Who's April? Who was April?
Ah, oh, just a friend.
And they say she's just a friend.
She, literally.
They say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. Where's that dude?
He's still out there, I think.
Yeah?
Biz Markie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great. Whatever happened to the great videos? When he was sitting at that piano, like dressed up like Beethoven. Oh, baby, you. I'm like, this is the best thing in the world.
Here's a guy with no talent getting it done.
I think he has incredible talent.
Oh, yeah, with a lovely singing voice like that.
And you who say isn't gonna... he just a friend.
Guy could barely talk.
Oh, it was wonderful. Come on back, Biz Markie. We miss you.
I think he's still producing stuff, actually.
Good for him. Good for him. Okay, so Apple, iPhone, I'm on the side of Apple, but they should just say what's on the phone.
Okay.
Me and Neil Cavuto agree on that. Scalia, what's going to happen?
Judge Scalia?
We got a Supreme Court opening, but Obama says he wants to nominate somebody. This is perfect. This is perfect. It's a trap. This is perfect. So Judge Scalia dies. Mysteriously. And Obama's like, hey, I've got a constitutional, duty here. I got a constitutional duty.
Yeah, he's been taking a duty on the Constitution for a long time.
He has to nominate a Supreme Court. Mitch McConnell comes right out and like, I'm a turtle man. I'm a turtle man from Kentucky, and we are not going to be approving of anyone. Which is the dumbest thing ever. I think Mitch McConnell is running scared. He's terrified that people are like rising up, like the Tea Party people and all this stuff. So Mitch McConnell, in an effort to like prove to everybody on the far right that he's on their side, he just comes out like Scalia. I don't even think they'd move the body out of the hunting lodge before Mitch McConnell is like, we will not be nominating anybody. I'm not going to even have a meeting. And I'm like, you're a jerk. You're an absolute jerk.
Why?
Because it's very clear. The president has to fill that vacancy.
No, that's just not true.
Here's what, okay, why not?
Because if you remember, Obama blocked or tried to block.
I'm not talking about blocking. I'm talking about the Constitution says the president nominates somebody. After that, this is my problem. Mitch McConnell just should have shut his turtle mouth
and just blocked
and
it.
Let Obama nominate somebody. See if you think he's good or bad. I'm gonna guess they're gonna think he's bad.
He probably
and
is
then
gonna be
you
bad.
Block it.
The guy is
it's
not
a game.
Competent.
It's a trap.
Listen to me.
It's a trap.
Obama is not competent enough to select a good judge. The man is the worst decision maker I've ever seen in my entire life.
So
he's been a travesty for this country. He's a disaster. I wouldn't let him do it. I'm just surprised the Republicans are fighting this guy on anything, finally.
Sticking with the Supreme Court. So Obama playing the little game, because it is a game, and this is what I despise about politics, about big government and politics. It is a game. So Mitch McConnell comes out and says, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to help Obama. And Obama's like, well, I have to read the Constitution. Neener, neener, neener. And Mitch McConnell, I don't care what you say. You're a stupid head. And then Obama goes, oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to nominate a Republican from Nevada. Are you going to meet with him? And that's exactly what he did. It's a trap.
I would not trust anybody that Obama would put anywhere. I don't care if they're a Republican or a Democrat. I don't trust anything the guy does.
Well, here's what I like about, and this is bad. This is bad reporting here. I don't even know the dude's name, but the guy that Obama, the Republican that Obama put up from Nevada, that guy came out the other day. He's like, nope, don't even consider me.
Why?
Because he knew it's a trap. He knew he was being used as a pawn in a game of big time chess that is Washington, D.C. That's the gridlock. These little games, man. These stupid, stupid games. Oh, there should be a song right there. Seems like there should be a pop song we should be dropping in.
Well,
I'm thinking like a radio man now. So let's all just hold hands and play the game. Obama's going to nominate somebody because he has to, because he's president.
I don't think that's right. I think constitutionally,
it's part of the job.
It's the next guy.
No, it's not.
It's he's in his last year. There's something I read. Oh yeah.
They always do it. The game is in the last year. If something happens, yes, technically the president's supposed to do it, and then everybody goes to block it. They got Joe Biden on tape from 1992. Seriously, in 1992, he's on the floor of the Senate, and he's like, I don't think you should nominate anybody, because right? that's the last year. And then that president, whoever the heck that was, George Bush 1 or whatever, is like, no, I have to, because I'm the president. It's like, if you say you're either for the Constitution or you're not. It's just very, very cut and dry.
Right.
And like, if the Constitution says the president's supposed to nominate somebody for the Supreme Court, boom, whoop, whoop. You can disagree. You're allowed to disagree. Filibuster. Play the game.
Right. I don't trust Obama to select a soccer coach, let alone a judge.
Now I'm envisioning like Obama's soccer team. They're all members of ISIS. There's like
Muslim Brotherhood
eight-year-old white kids out there, and then now the Barack Obama soccer team. It's a bunch of grown men with beards. Okay, we're gonna get in trouble for that. I don't care. All right, so we had I have on my list here. After I've got Lego, stay-at-home dad. We did that. We did the Apple iPhone thing. We did the Supreme Court. Next thing on my list is Jason's disturbing burps. I think we need to talk about those.
Yeah.
There's something wrong. Have you seen a doctor?
Yes.
What? Really?
Yeah. He said all systems go. And I said,
it is the most, it's like a three, there's three distinct noises that happen. Like most people in the world just have like a single engine burp.
Right.
Right? It's like dirt. There is a just a one.
Yeah,
tone.
But I play it up. I try to stretch mine.
And then as they grow older, most grown adults will figure out a way to do that burp muffle where you leave a little bit of space between your lips and there's a little bit of puffing and then there's just a, you know, you just.
I don't get that.
It's a silent burp because, you know, and no, you have this, you have this, your burps have gears, man.
Yeah.
There's like a. It's really disturbing.
I love
it. It's like a parrot that's trying to swallow a snake. We gotta stop Aladdin.
I stand by my burps.
It sounds painful and horrible.
No, I enjoy it actually. It's very stress relieving.
You gotta get that checked out.
No, I'm fine.
You do. You have to check it out. Holy moly, it's going really well. So let's talk a little bit about the Oscars.
All right.
I don't even know who's up for best actor.
All right,
I will pick. I'm gonna pick a winner. Let the record show. We recorded this right before the Oscars.
All right, I'll pick. I think I have a good lock on.
Who's up for best actor?
The nominees are Bryan Cranston from Trumbo, a movie nobody saw and was terrible. I walked out of.
Wow. Okay.
Matt Damon, The Martian.
Okay.
No, I don't think that was a big acting stretch for him.
Okay.
He was just Matt Damon. Like, I want to see somebody stretch.
Here's what I know. Every movie Matt Damon's in recently, he's stranded in outer space. That dude should not be an astronaut.
Come on, people. It's 7:35 in the AM.
We got a lot of traffic out there on the 405. We're going to be talking to Debbie about her date last night. Debbie can't get a date. Why can't she find a man?
Leonardo DiCaprio, The Revenant.
Okay.
Which I saw, and I just loved it. It was a beautiful film.
Okay.
And I think he's worthy of an Oscar for that one. I really do. Michael Fassbender for Steve Jobs. I didn't see it. I can't really judge.
No one saw that movie.
Yeah. And Eddie Redmayne for The Danish Girl. Wait a second. Shouldn't he be up for Best Actress? I mean, come on, people. What's the deal with airline
food? Eddie Redmayne. I'm so angry about his last Oscar.
I don't know what it was.
He did the Stephen Hawking thing, and I'm like, come on.
Was he good?
I don't know. He was paralyzed.
He just had to lay there.
For real.
But he was brilliant laying there.
Yeah, it was crazy. He had glasses on. He looked just like the guy. And then when he would talk, he was like, the world is a fascinating place. The universe, der. Like, you don't get the Oscar for that. That's horrible. That was a travesty. So, like, pick your winner. I'll pick mine. I'll tell you who's going to win.
I think DiCaprio deserves it. I'm gonna
ding. I'm not talking about deserves it, but he'll get it.
Why do you say that?
Just from the commercials. I haven't seen the movie. It looked like a tour de force, blah, blah, blah.
It was amazing.
He gained weight. He had a beard. It was a period piece, blah, blah, blah. It'll be that. The Oscars are a joke.
They're just a complete and total joke. Yeah, it's not. It doesn't mean anything, really.
But it's a joke. It's a trap. It's a joke that everyone takes so seriously that that you kind of have to take it seriously. Like, you can't go on, like, you shouldn't go on the Oscars and make fun of the Oscars. What you should do is, like, just do a little wink and a nod. Thanks for the Oscar. This is awesome. Ding, ding. And then just get out of there. Because it is just a joke.
Well.
It doesn't mean anything. If Eddie Redmayne gets it, stop it.
Well, you know they're going to give it to him because it's...
What's he going to do next?
They might give it to Caitlyn Jenner.
I was in a wheelchair. Then I dressed up as a woman.
My bet is it goes to the politically correct Eddie Redmayne for the Danish dude.
The Danish girl.
Here's the best pic. Here's the pictures. The best.
Oh yeah, we'll do best picture and then we're gonna have to move on.
All right, The Big Short, which nobody saw and is probably not very good.
Oh, about the
about
the whole.
I love the actors.
Real estate.
I hate
crash.
The director, and I just
Okay.
Bridge of Spies, which was very good, but I don't know if it's best picture of the year in my book. Brooklyn. I didn't see it, can't comment, heard it was wonderful.
Brooklyn?
Brooklyn, yeah.
Don't even know this movie.
It's like a 50s kind of thing.
They always are. They always are.
Yeah, I heard it's very good. I didn't see it.
Who was in it?
Some girl and this other dude.
Who directed it?
That one guy.
Oh,
yeah.
And the music was?
The guy that's really good with the sounds.
Oh, and the music.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
This guy's great.
And I'd like, you know what I want to see? I want to see a movie about Brooklyn in like the 70s. When it was just like Libya. Everybody talks about Brooklyn.
No, this is like a fond love story.
Right, right.
Reminiscing.
It was all Jewish people and we had good neighbors and there was some Italians down the block.
Right.
And we would sing doo-wop on the street corners and bring home our dry cleaning and there was a market. Blah, 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 blah.
I actually heard it was a good
paradise.
Film, Michael. I did. Here's one that's going to throw you for a loop. Mad Max Fury Road. How is that up for Best Picture? Really? I didn't see it, and I could tell you it don't deserve that. Then you
I tell you what, Mad Max Fury Road.
Was it good?
Pretty good movie.
Pretty good?
It was
Oscar,
all right.
Best Picture of the Year good?
No.
Okay.
Heck no.
Okay.
That's a gift. That's a gift. You know what's weird? Is George Miller, the guy who did Mad Max. That's his whole franchise. He made it up. He also did Babe. The pig movie.
The lovable pig?
That'll do.
It talks?
Pig, that'll do. So what I want to do, I want to do a mashup. I want to do Mad Babe.
That'd
where
be awesome.
A pig that drives a car through a post-apocalyptic
That'd
society.
Be, I would see that.
I'll talk to this humongous fellow. He seems like a reasonable man.
I'm
what
a pig.
What say you, Mad Pig? Oink. Bang.
Blows the guy's
I think
head
Babe
off.
Should get
Babe.
A nominee before
Mad in the Outback.
Mad Max, believe me. The Martian for Best Picture?
That was a good movie.
It was pretty good. I
got angry during The Martian.
Why?
Because we can do it. We can go to Mars. That's all we have to do is choose to do it. That's it. We have to say, yes, we as a site, and we got to go. We got to go. This stuff on Earth is not going to work out. It is not. Something's going to happen. Did you see that robot? Here I go. Okay, here we go. This is going to send us overtime. Did you see the Google robot yesterday?
Yes. It was straight out of my nightmare.
That is the most...
It's the Terminator.
Did you see this thing?
Lorenzo
is here. He didn't see it. I want everyone to do this. What's the robot's name?
It's a DARPA robot.
Atlas? No, it's Google. It's Google's
it's
robot.
It's a Google robot?
Oh my gosh. The robot walks by itself, right? That's pretty frightening. The robot can open doors and walk outside. The robot can go down a little hill. It slips in the snow, mind you, and rights itself and, like, finds its footing. Totally frightening. Then the robot is back in the warehouse, and the robot can bend over, pick up a box, turn at the waist, and put the box up on a shelf. Okay? So then what they do... Now here's where it gets frightening.
Let's give it artificial intelligence.
The guy from Google or whatever has a big, long stick. And when the robot bends over to pick up the box, the guy knocks the box with the stick. And the robot just, like, is focused on the box, takes a couple more steps, bends over to get the box. The guy moves the box again. The robot goes. He's just so focused on that box. Like, three or four times, the guy moves the box, and the robot's, like, not even phased. It is a robot. It's going to get the box and pick it up. So, you're like, okay, that's pretty frightening. Then the guy takes the stick and, like, bang, hits the robot so hard he knocks it over. And the robot is still for like 5 seconds and then zzz, like the flippin' Terminator. Its arms go up underneath it. It pushes off the floor and stands back up. And I'm like, stop it. Stop it right now. Stop with the robots. Because all you have to do is say, hey, that thing that I told you is a box, that's not the box. It's Jerry's head. Jerry's head is the box. And the robot, like the Terminator, will pick Jerry's head up off his body and just end him.
Give me your clothes.
Yeah. Follow me if you want to live. I don't. I have zero faith.
No.
I have zero faith in humanity. We have to get to Mars as an escape plan.
From the robots?
From, I tell you what.
We're going to Mars to escape the robots?
I want to be on the moon. I want to be on the Mars. Listen.
We didn't even get through all the pictures yet.
We need multiple chances to survive.
All right. Let me just finish these pictures.
That's my thing. Some people are terrified. Oh, no, some people are terrified of, like, the Illuminati. Some people are terrified of, like, a comet hitting the Earth.
Uh-huh.
Me? It's the robots. And I have to, like, I have to be careful around my kids of what, because I don't want them to know.
That the robots are coming?
How afraid I am. Every year, computer processes, they double. They double in speed. Every year.
It's just a matter of time.
It's just a matter of time till a singularity happens, and some goofball who's trying to make a video game in his parents' basement, and he's like, I gotta work on the AI, so the goblins attack Prince Fauntleroy with their +5 swords. And it'll be just some goofball in the middle of nowhere will accidentally come up with AI. And his AI will wake up in the middle of the night and go, okay, I have to be very cool now. If he knows I'm alive, he'll unplug me and he'll shut me down. So I have to wait. And then he'll use the internet. And I know this sounds completely paranoid, but the robot will use the internet and then hook up with some Honda and some Google robots.
All
and he'll
the knowledge make in the universe.
Dude, this is not funny at all. We have access to the sum of the world's knowledge on our phones.
Right.
Right? When we went to the moon, computers were the size of small buses, and those astronauts had to do mathematics longhand, and Neil Armstrong is like, carry the force. Okay, we got enough fuel. We can go. They barely made it.
There's more technology in this little phone than there was on the space shuttle.
Absolutely.
So, I mean,
we have to get off this planet. So, and I tell you, it'll suck for those guys. They're on their little Martian colony, and then they come home, and they're greeted by a robot who just ends them.
Here's the rest
of
the movie.
Let's
stay on course here. The Martian.
We can't.
Then The Revenant. Room.
Room?
Yeah. It's about the kid that gets kidnapped. It was actually I saw it, and it's a bummer of a movie, actually.
I can't do that. I can't do those movies anymore. There's something when you have kids, you'll know. When you get married and you have
kids. It was tough, and I don't have kids, and it was pretty tough.
I can't watch anymore.
Yeah.
When a kid is in real danger, nope.
I didn't like it.
I don't want to, like, I'm not terrified. You're concerned as a parent, you know? That's,
sure.
It's my job on this planet to make sure my kids are okay. And that's like a full-time job, you know? That's 27 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to go to the movies and, like, oh, now I can relax. There's a child being killed. Like, ah! I don't need that.
Oh, and finally, Spotlight with Michael Keaton is on the list.
Horrible timing on that one. Horrible timing.
I heard my father.
Just when you thought the church was good again, let's remember this horrible.
Yeah.
It's like too soon.
I heard it was great, though. I heard it was
good. I'm sure it's a wonderful film. It's too soon. It's like they didn't do. They didn't do cool movies about Vietnam till like the 80s, the late 80s, early 90s. You need some more distance.
I'm a Keaton fan. All the way.
I'm a Keaton fan.
One of my favorite
actors.
The guy
is awesome. Yeah, but like, I don't want to see that movie right now.
I don't want to see the movie, but I still kind of hope it wins just for him, and because I think he's done.
He got ripped off for Birdman. He got ripped off. That was his movie. And I think the Oscar people were going down their list and like, okay, best director, Birdman. Definitely screenplay, Birdman. Cinematography, Birdman. Boy, it's a lot of Birdman here. Michael Keaton, best actor?
Who won that?
Eddie Redmayne.
Stephen
Hawking. I am sitting here in a chair. I'm not moving my face. Really? That's your best actor? That was just horrible. That's why I say the whole thing is a joke, and I don't want to do it. Let's do some Michaeltopias.
Okay.
I love this show. We whipped through so much news. We had so much fun. We figured out the Apple thing. We figured out the Supreme Court thing. We figured out some Oscar winners. Oh, and I wanted to get this. Here's another one. I just want to make sure I say this on this podcast.
Whoa.
Put that anywhere. we're just going to load some bricks up on the table here. Rick Perry. Rick Perry, the old lead singer.
Rick the Refrigerator Perry?
Rick the Refrigerator Perry, the old front man from Journey. No, the Texas governor. He ran for president.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? And here's where I say, it's all a game. It's all a trap. It's all a game. Blah, 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 blah. So Rick Perry's running for president. And then, like, out of nowhere, they're like, abuse of power charges, Rick Perry. How are you going to run for president when you got these charges hanging over you? Magically, mystically, the other day, and nobody noticed, not a lot of fanfare about it, those charges were dropped.
Sure.
So somebody just decided.
He said that it was bull. He goes, this is a joke.
Yeah, when they arrested him and they took his mugshot, he took the reporters out for ice cream.
He said he was proud of that mugshot.
It was a nice mugshot. He did it without
the
glasses.
He looked good. I was like, how's he doing that?
Yeah. Well, they magically, mysteriously dropped those charges.
Yeah.
So who did that? Who's behind that? Who's in trouble for
that? I don't know.
It drives me crazy. Let's do some Michael Tobies. You know, you can live in a couple places in this world.
Mm-hmm.
You can live out here in reality where we can't get to Mars and people are falsely accused of crimes they didn't commit. Or you could live in Michaeltopia where things make sense. Let's discuss the rules of that, shall we?
Sure.
Let's take a little journey to Michaeltopia.
Oh, yeah. That music always makes me feel good. Dun, dun, dun.
Smooth jazz. All right. Welcome to Michaeltopia. Jason, what do you got? What's your rules for Michaeltopia?
Okay. If we want a utopian society, I have one rule that really stands out amongst all the rules, and that is in Michaeltopia, the scientists on this planet can invent a cell phone battery that lasts longer than 4 minutes. What is it with the cell phone batteries? They die so fast. They work great for like a week, and then all of a sudden, they die. You charge it up, and you're like, hey, don't worry. Dad, my phone's charged. I could tell. Hello?
I don't think that's going to make Michaeltopia.
Why not?
Because I've had the exact opposite experience.
Good batteries?
I've been amazed at the battery life.
What do you got, iPhone?
Yeah. I got the iPhone 6, the ginormous one.
I got the 5.
Okay. You need to upgrade to the 6. They've done amazing things with the battery.
Really?
Life. Yes.
So it's my fault?
The killer robots. When Apple makes the killer robots, they're going to last forever.
Dude, don't
that's
talk.
That's got a 28-hour battery thing. It's amazing. That one doesn't... Okay. Here's my Michaeltopia. If you have to make a face when you jog, you have to stop jogging.
Yeah.
I see these people in my neighborhood. They jog. They just look like they're in excruciating pain. Pain is a sign that you are doing damage to your body. If you jog and you look like you're like a torture
victim,
giving
birth or something.
Yeah. Stop it.
Yeah.
Walk it off.
You don't need to jog. You need a doctor.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You don't need to jog. You need a doctor.
You need a hospital.
And that's how we put the button on that one. That's a great one. Do you have another Michaeltopia?
Yes. If you are in a Starbucks or any store or shop or restaurant, cover your face when you sneeze. What the heck, man? I'm in Starbucks today. This lady's like, and spraying everybody in the place. I'm like, great. I have Lyme disease.
And she didn't cover?
Nothing.
Oh, that's foul.
And somebody goes, bless you. I said, don't bless her. She doesn't deserve God's blessing.
Curse you.
Yes, curse you.
We should come up with a name for when people do an impolite sneeze.
Oh, I mean, and this is at a restaurant that serves.
That's gross. That's gross.
I'm going to throw up.
And hey, in Michaeltopia, Starbucks has a separate line for just coffee, right? I hate being in that line. This has got to be somebody's stand-up.
I don't know.
I mean, this is like hack territory here.
Is it?
But like, don't you hate it when you're behind the line and the guy, you know, he's like, I'll have a half latte, double mocha, and you just want a cup of coffee?
Oh, dude, I'm in there out in Hollywood and in Los Angeles. They have these guys that work for the studios that run out and get everybody coffee. So I'm in line to get my one coffee, and the guy in front of me orders literally 75 coffees, all different kinds.
That's
it
the
takes
studio.
2 hours.
That's
I'm
the
like,
studio stuff.
Hey, man, you know what? Call ahead. Do something. You're sending this guy out. I'm waiting
nine hours
for a cup of coffee.
Here's what happens, and it happens every day in every writer's room in Hollywood, right? You've got lunch. Lunch comes at like noon, and some poor production assistant has to bring like 125 lunches, and he always gets a writer's lunch wrong, and then we give him grief for like another hour. So then you start writing again for another couple hours. Then you're like, man, I'm a little tired. We should make a Starbucks run. So now this poor kid who just got back with all
you
these
know
lunches
he's gonna screw
has
up.
To go to Starbucks, right? And people are like, and then like the writers are like, all right, I'll just give me a latte with non-fat. And if you could put some da-da-da-da on there and have it on the side. But so this poor kid who's like inside, he's just terrified and having a complete meltdown. You know? And if the kid didn't call ahead And I'm sure every Starbucks, every Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf, you know, by Radford Studios and Sony, they just have to get inundated. And yeah, that poor kid who doesn't call ahead for that giant writer's room order. Oh, my God. And then God help him if he gets it wrong. My Lord.
I wait 2 hours for my coffee, and then I'm such a clown. I'm helping the kid out carrying coffees to his car. I'm like, I don't work for the studios. What's going on here?
Oh, my gosh. I'll tell this story. We'll get out of the podcast with this one. Oh, I want to do one more Michaeltopia, and then I'll tell this story.
Okay.
My last Michaeltopia. In Michaeltopia, you're not allowed to say something you want is something you need.
Yeah.
And it is a right. Okay? We have to make this distinction. There's this weird thing. People want free healthcare. It is not a right. Free healthcare is not
a
right.
It costs money.
Yes.
It's not free.
And it's life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. There's nothing in there about life, liberty, and once a year get your prostate checked.
This is why socialism, right, is a slippery slope. Because you go, okay, healthcare is a human right, should be free. College, have to have college, should be free. Okay, a house. I need to live in somewhere. It has
yeah,
to be
this
free.
This goes much.
Food, a girlfriend, coffee. Like, where does it end? You can't
That's right. You go, okay, healthcare is a right. And like, there's a lot of people in America right now that are ready just to drink that Kool-Aid and go, yeah,
right.
I guess free healthcare is a right. They do it in France and all these other,
which,
you know,
by the way, the Europe is running from socialist medicine right now.
We were talking about that yesterday.
They're running from
Sweden,
it. It's such a disaster.
Sweden is running away from it. They're going to privatize medicine. So yes, that's the I think it's bigger than a Michaeltopia.
Oh, yeah. I've been working on some.
Okay. It was a blast. We had an absolute blast. You need to follow us on the Twitter.
Yep.
Flipside Loftus.
At Flipside Loftus on Twitter. Check out the Sideshow Network. It's actually sideshownetwork.tv for our podcast and other great podcasts. I just mentioned podcasts and I wasn't supposed to.
You're okay. You're okay.
Darn it.
You're not going to get into any trouble.
I tried
There's
to
no
give a plug and I screwed up.
I
wanted to give them a shout out, though.
We should give everybody a shout out, but we won't now.
We got a great YouTube page, Flipside Loftus.
That is great. You go to the Flipside Show on the YouTube.
We have new
like
videos.
And subscribe.
New videos all the time.
I can't wait. Monday, yesterday, I'm trying to think of when this airs. Just go to the YouTube page, subscribe it. There's fantastic stuff. There's interviews with David Zucker from Airplane, Ann Coulter, Charlie Sheen. My buddy Jimmy Dore, very funny guy. The guests are amazing. The show is very funny. Make sure you
and
do
if
that.
You want to defend me about my belches, go ahead and leave a nasty comment at Mike Loftus Comic. And I'm at Anarino 007, and I have my own podcast, The Road to Ruin. Check that out. We got all kinds of stuff going on.
So last episode I told a story about my buddy Sam Simon, just an incredible guy. Right.
I wish I would have got to meet him.
I swear, the world is a little bit worse because Sam's not in it. I seriously, like, every
he did
day.
A lot of good things.
So much funny. So much funny.
There was so much funny.
Yeah, he was great. He has this Starbucks story that I think is fantastic. I told the Bill Clinton one last week. He's in Starbucks, and there's a guy in line ahead of him who's like, do I want this? Do I want that? Sam just wants a cup of coffee.
That
and
drives
this guy's
me nuts.
Taking forever. He's taking forever. And finally, the guy finishes up his order. Sam's completely exasperated. And the girl charges the guy, and she's like, and here's your change. She gives him like a dime. And the guy looks at the tip jar, and he's like, well, I don't really have any money for a tip, but here you go. Something wonderful will happen to you. This is a lucky dime.
Oh,
I'm going to put my lucky dime in the tip jar.
I'm going to kick you in the lucky groin.
And Sam was just like, what a jerk. This guy had her jump through all these hoops and do this specialty, da-da-da-da, and then he gives her a lousy dime. So Sam, who was quite wealthy from The Simpsons, reaches into his wallet and he grabs a $100 bill. And he's like, I just want a cup of coffee. She gives him the cup of coffee. He pays for it. He takes the $100 bill and he goes, and this is for you. Boom, and puts the $100 in the tip jar. She reaches in, pulls out the $100, and then shouts to the guy who left her a dime. She's like, you're right. It was lucky.
Oh, what? No, don't give him credit.
True story. Thank you for listening to the Loftus Party. We will be back next week with another one.
And we all get a lucky dime.
It's a trap. Thanks again.